Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda.
On today's show, you, me, and new beginnings. Happy Friday reflection. Happy New Year's Eve.
Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now.
Hi there, and welcome to this Friday's reflection, where the topic is new beginnings. This seems like a logical theme, seeing as today is the very first day of the year 2016. Happy New Year, everyone. May this be your best one yet. If you happen to be listening to this episode poolside in the middle of July, how about hitting pause and reflecting for a moment on the resolutions you set for yourself last New Year? Did you make a commitment? Did you accomplish your goals? Or are you still working on them? Go ahead, you can hit pause. I'm just going to sit here and play with Olive. So if you hear Olive, she's being a little rambunctious, my co-host, little Morky Poo. She's up to 5 pounds now. So she's digging in her bed here, right next to me on the chair, and I'm giving her some lovin's. Feel free to hit pause and come back. You know, I'm not the type of person, and this is not the type of show where I rant at my guests to motivate them. I'm not here to judge you. Hopefully you've picked up on this by now, and I know I talked about that in episode 000. My sole job, as I see it, is to expose you to people and concepts that you can learn from and apply to your life to make changes that suit you when they suit you. Personally, I believe you can make all the resolutions you want. You can head into any direction that feels right for you, losing weight, writing that novel, running that marathon, learning that new language, or going to college. However, achieving your actual goal is not always necessary. I know you're probably not used to hearing that, right? But just by engaging in the process, you have changed and grown. And I don't believe in the idea that time or effort or money is wasted in doing this. What are you doing with your life anyway? And besides, just because you don't achieve your goal this time doesn't mean you won't eventually. Attempting and pausing, attempting and failing, attempting again. It's all part of your life process. For me, it always goes back to life being a process. And the process for the majority of people doesn't include going headfirst into the unknown. They take smaller steps, or 2 steps forward, 1 step back steps. So if this year you were able to take 20 pounds off, even if you gained it back, you made progress. You learned how to eat properly, what exercise you like or don't. You learned that you can do it. You'll do it again, and maybe next time you'll understand what it takes to make it stick. If you've started that novel and haven't touched it in 4 months, guess what? It's not going anywhere. You can always pick it back up. And think about how that writing changed you, how much you've grown from it. If you're battling an addiction, sometimes you just need to achieve the right frame of mind. When the student is ready, the teacher appears, right? When you are ready to truly engage in something or truly disengage in something, when you are wholeheartedly invested in making that change, you seek out the people who can help you do it. For me, currently, it's about getting that focus on health and wellness. When I hit the road for my Motivate Me road trip, I want to be in great physical health. Because trust me when I say, I'm not going to just be interviewing people in each of the 50 states about their passions. I'm going to be doing what it takes for all of us to incorporate our passions. I'm going to be stepping outside of my comfort zone and taking part in all sorts of activities I've never done before. Things that will be planned and things that will be unexpected, and I need to be ready. Sometimes I feel like the Oprah of our generation, having so much passion for the people and things around me, and I just don't put the time and effort into what is best for me. Come on, comfort foods are just so comforting. This is really important to our topic today because we're talking about new beginnings. And here's the thing. Like I said a few minutes ago, sometimes in our process, we have to start back at square one. In order to do that, I had to take a serious look at myself. I had to look at what worked before, how I have changed since I worked out last, and what I knew I needed now, because I'm not the same person I was last time I attempted this. Differently from before, I needed someone to go through this process with me, like a trainer of some kind. I felt like I needed a little hand-holding. I also knew I had nutrition questions I needed answered. And I was in a different headspace than I had ever been in before. So I knew I needed someone that could really address my mind, body, and spirit. I felt I was asking too much. I don't have the kind of money to have some spiritual nutritionist, health coach, and trainer come to my house. So I went on the hunt. I looked up a place right around the corner from my house whose name kept surfacing for me through friends and Facebook over the past year. This felt like synchronicity was striking, so I thought, okay, let me see what this is all about. And here are the exact words that I found on their website. The Max Challenge Guarantee. The Max Challenge is a 10-week body and mind renewal system. This system is designed to make fast and lasting changes to your appearance and overall well-being. We do this by combining nutrition counseling, fitness classes, and motivation. Being part of the Max is like having a personal trainer, nutritional counselor, and success coach. The Max Challenge for the mind, body, and spirit inspires everyone not to settle for mediocrity and to push themselves to reach personal health, fitness, and wellness goals that they have previously considered out of reach. Many of our members report an increase in energy, confidence, and well-being, not to mention looking better in a bathing suit. I was so moved by this because I felt, if this is what I need, many of my listeners may be looking for the same thing. So I'm happy to say that I started working out at the Max Toms River. I've been doing their group exercise classes since the week after Thanksgiving. I go 45 minutes a day, 5 days a week, with the most amazing instructors and the kindest, most encouraging people. I got a head start on my resolution, and instead of gaining this holiday season, I lost a few pounds and a bunch of inches. So I'm pretty happy about that. If you're listening and you're local, I highly recommend trying out a free class at the Max on Route 9 in Toms River. I'll make sure to include a link to their site in my show notes, as well as on my site, motivatemepodcast.com. On Fridays, I'm going to be including a little update on my progress with health and wellness. And I'm going to do that from now until my departure for the road trip, which is May 2nd. If you want to join me on my fitness journey by doing one of your own of any kind, just come on to our private Facebook group, Motivate Me Ultimate Support System. I know that I could use all the support I can get, and I would love to be able to support you in what you're doing. In light of all of this, I had an opportunity recently to analyze my ideas on commitment. What does commitment mean to me? How do I follow through with it? I had what I feel was a pretty interesting discovery. I chose to define the idea of commitment as two things, law and trust. Upon further discussion, I realized that when a situation includes other people, I can easily and fully commit. And once I commit, it is law. I'm doing it, which is what leads that to trust for me. However, if it's only about myself, I often half-heartedly formulate plans, and sometimes I lack on that follow-through. Everything in my life, except for health and wellness, involves other people. When it comes to my home, my show, and my writing, commitment is so easy. I believe this is part of my process, the starting and stopping, the lessons, the learning. Sometimes it takes time for things to click. So I'm curious about how you define commitment and what it means to you. And I'm curious about how you keep these commitments and how you go about achieving accountability. New beginnings surface in life in many different ways. And I would like to look at how we can see this theme and our guests this week. On Monday, we had a super special dude from the UK. His name is Kamal Hyman. Kamal is a motivational speaker who speaks to high school and college age students about aiming a little higher in life. Aim a Little Higher is the name of his podcast. And Kamal preaches about new beginnings to his audience with every speech. It's amazing, and I know from experience teaching high school that young people can set labels on who they are and whether they are worth anything and what they'll be doing for the rest of their lives at such a young age. Not only does Kamal speak about this, his goal is to encourage young people to strive for more than they ever believed achievable. At their age, new beginnings and clean slates are key. On Tuesday, Anthony Kirby was in the house. Anthony Kirby left a job where he was making over $300,000 a year to be a business coach and host of the podcast Chase Your Impossible. Talk about risk. He's a husband and a father. He's an Australian. He is a calculated risk taker and entrepreneur. He is all about new beginnings, and this can be seen in his desire to encourage others to chase their impossible. So Wednesday, we spoke with Paul Kirch. Paul has experienced many new beginnings in his lifetime. He is no spring chicken, but he is up to it again. And why? Because he has a love for business and a love for broadcasting. He's the podcast host of Boss Academy Radio, where he helps new entrepreneurs, guess what? Get their fresh starts. I think you're seeing a theme here with the podcasters and new beginnings. Podcasters, myself included, seem to be of a similar breed. You know, we're risk takers and creatives. We're go-getters and courageous. All characteristics needed to take that leap into a new beginning, no matter what your age. On Thursday, we had life and career coach Barbara Alexander, and she came back on the show this time to teach us a lesson. You guessed it, her topic embodied the idea of a new beginning. She showed us how to shift an ordinary life to an outstanding one. One of the many good points that Barbara made was about how this shift can happen over time. It's nothing people have to rush into or plow through or do in an uncalculated manner. So today, New Year's Day 2016, I'm asking you to take a serious look at your life. I have met people who are so incredibly unhappy. Unhappy with their jobs, their relationships, their bodies, their energy levels. Nobody can change this or improve it but you. Nobody can excite your life but you. So what are you going to do about it? I would like to end today's show with a meme my sister, Nina, posted on my Facebook page. When I read it, I thought, Are there any words truer than these for who I am and how I feel? So thank you, Nina, for seeing me and knowing how much I would love this. It says, "This is your life. Do what you love and do it often. If you don't like something, change it. If you don't like your job, quit. If you don't have enough time, stop watching TV. If you are looking for the love of your life, stop. They will be waiting for you when you start doing things you love. Stop overanalyzing. All emotions are beautiful. When you eat, appreciate every last bite. Open your mind, arms, and heart to new things and people. We are united in our differences. Ask the next person you see what their passion is and share your inspiring dream with them. Travel often. Getting lost will help you find yourself. Some opportunities only come once. Seize them. Life is about the people you meet and the things you create with them. So go out and start creating. Life is short. Live your dream and wear your passion." Feel free to rewind this and listen over and over. I know I will. I love it. I'm living by it. I'm watching my life explode with positivity and opportunities because of it, and I want the same for you. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's get this year kicked off right. And this is your go-do. First, be real about what you need. Envision it. Then make that what you want. And what do? When you want something, you explore what it will take to make it happen. When you wanted that gift you just bought your loved one, I'm sure you put the work into that. Put some time into you now. And lastly, now that you know what it takes to make it happen, execute a plan that ensures that it does. You've got this. I believe in you. And what happens if you don't take it to the end goal? You will still have mapped out your brain in the process of envisioning so that your subconscious is working in that direction. And your conscious mind has learned from all of that exploration and from all of the steps you did take. You matter. You are important to this world. You are important to me. You are worth every effort you put into yourself. You deserve a life that is exciting, and I won't be happy until you're living it. Get out there, make it happen, and please get in touch with me to tell me how it's going. Thank you for motivating me for the last 6 months of 2015. I can't wait to see what we accomplish together. I'm Lynette Renda, and in my arms right now is my co-host, Olive. What are you looking at? You know, sometimes you're just noisy. You're squeaking toys and it's not very professional, Olive. I'm looking for more, okay, in 2016. Little more professionalism. Good girl.